you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sitting here with Earl contemplating on how bad we want to talk about them Detroit kitty cats. How you doing, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Before we even get into any of those things, I'm going to ask Calvin. Calvin, you been to pro football games, any pro football games?
I've been to one.
Okay. So, I shouldn't say pro. Let me ask you something. You've been to many high school games, right?
Of course.
Did you ever sit through a 3-0 high school game or youth football game, 3-0?
I've been on some bad losses, but never game that's 3-0, no.
Man, the Detroit Lions and, man, who was it they played? Las Vegas Raiders.
No, the Vikings.
The Vikings and the Raiders. What did I say?
Detroit Lions.
Oh, okay. The Vikings and the Raiders played four quarters pro football yesterday. And in the last minute and a half of the game, the Vikings kicked the field goal and won 3-0. Gilbert, you play a lot of football. 3-0. Now, you're a defensive player. You held a team to 3 points. And you lost the game 3-0. Now, I know fans paid a lot of money to see the game. And you lose 3-0. Your thoughts?
First of all, I don't know why you brought that up. They both are horrible. Second of all, imagine being in a game where you're shutting the offense down. And the only way they can score is by kicking field goals. And they kick 7
field goals
to beat you. Remember that game when we played Dallas up there?
Yeah.
And they kicked 7 field goals to beat us because they couldn't score on us.
Yeah, they scored 21 points.
Field goals, man.
Points and points, right?
Well, then why are we fussing about the 3 points? That these
well, at least they scored 7 field goals.
You don't want to lose to no field goals. You want to lose by touchdown.
Listen, man. 3-0.
You know what it is? The dye is finally going to your brain.
3-0. Man, I don't. Look,
you don't want to lose. Earl, this is what I'm trying to say to you. You don't want to lose by field goal, period. If the game's tied 7-7, you don't want to lose by field.
Hey, man, I go to baseball games, and it'll be 1-0. And people say, what a great game. And then I'll yawn and say, what game? Because 1-0 puts me to sleep.
But defense got to win sometime, Earl.
I want to see a baseball game 14-10.
See
action.
See that?
Hey, football game, I want to see 28-21. Action.
I don't.
Action. Basketball game, 135-120.
My God.
Action, man. That's what people pay. They've changed the rules, Gilbert, in football, and you know this, to benefit the offense.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so,
I get that to you. I get that.
So when you first came in the league, and what you could do as a defensive lineman.
To a quarterback.
And then think about at the end of your career, how they had changed all that.
Oh, my God. That's what I try to say. We was taught in the meeting room, if you don't hit the quarterback, at least fall at his feet to let him know we coming. Now, you better. The only thing you can do is send him a telegram by Wells Fargo. We was close by you, dog, but we can't touch it because you safe.
You think about this, man. The sacks today have gone down because you can't fall on the quarterback, right?
No.
Hey, well, you pile drove him. What do you? So you wrap your arms around the quarterback. If back in the day, you could wrap your arms around the quarterback and fall on him.
You know what was amazing to me, Earl? Watching the quarterbacks practice sliding. Is this baseball? The quarterbacks are practice sliding because once you go on the slide, you bet not touch it.
I don't.
You bet not touch it.
So you think you're a linebacker or a defensive back, and you running full speed because the quarterback running full speed down the field.
Right, right.
And when you get ready to hit him, he slides forward. And if you hit him.
Oh. The hell about your momentum. If you make a mistake, you better do the Matrix or something and miss it.
But this is the point I'm trying to make. And so the changes that they've made to protect the quarterbacks, even in the face of that, there have been 53 different quarterbacks in the league this year because the quarterbacks have been injured. All of them, the starters, been injured and out, Gilbert. So they've done all they could to protect them.
Yeah.
But I watched the Cowboy game last night against the Eagles.
Hey,
Gilbert, those linemen and those linebackers, hey, man, I'm not saying you guys weren't good and like that, man, but these cats are, man, they run away freight trains.
That Micah Parsons.
Huh?
Oh, my God. He's a bad dude. And you know,
it's not just Michael Parsons. They've got.
But the Hurts is a mobile quarterback. And anytime you can get your hands on him after he done made you run to go get him, oh, we gonna lay heavy on him when we catch it, bro.
Man, I saw one of the hardest hits that I've seen put on a quarterback in the NFL since maybe your days. And that was the Chicago Bears quarterback. What is his name, man?
Who?
The quarterback starting, yeah.
Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Man, he tried to run through a hole. And man, and the Detroit Lion linebacker, he didn't see him. And the linebacker, man, Fields paid the ultimate price, Gilbert. The linebacker caught him full, flush, and laid him out. You know what? And the next play, he got up and threw a 40-yard touchdown pass. These cats, some of them, man, pretty tough.
Man, I swore that I saw the highlight. I ain't watched the game.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw the highlight, and I swear, you know how when the Transformers change?
Yeah.
I swore I heard that when he got hit.
You saw the hit.
I saw the hit, bro.
Man, he didn't
He didn't fumble the ball, did he?
No, man. He got to be a pretty tough hombre, man.
Yeah, he got to be pretty tough, man. They don't got him on the billboards running down 94 for nothing. Oh. He earned that yesterday.
Yeah, Gilbert, he got up and the next play threw a 40-yard touchdown pass. Now, you know.
And Detroit, what's that boy name for Detroit defensive end?
97?
Hutchinson.
Yeah.
That boy nice, man.
Well, yeah, they, you know, he's pretty good, but I'll tell you something.
Him and Rashad Gary from the University of Michigan.
Well, so here's the point I was making, man, with 3-0. The Packers are fortunate. They haven't lost love for one play from scrimmage thus far.
Yeah, there you go, Earl. Knock on wood, man. There you go.
I got to say that. Because the Minnesota Vikings.
Y'all heard it here first. Earl messed everything up.
How am I messing it up? The Minnesota Vikings. What are you talking about? Oh, y'all going to jinx them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like you jinxed yourself. Just like you jinxed yourself into this black hair
got. Hey, Gilbert, the Minnesota Vikings were rolling, and a lot of other teams were rolling, and now they've lost their starting quarterback. Starting quarterback, you've been saying it since we've been on the air about the value of that starting quarterback. You know, and
Cleveland and who they played yesterday? Was it Jacksonville?
Yeah, Trevor Jacksonville. Lawrence? Yeah.
Now, did Deshaun Watson? Did he play? He's still
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. No. Deshaun Watson played the Rams. They played the Rams. Oh no! I'm talking about the Ravens. You're right, Cleveland. You're right. He's still out.
I corrected.
That guy
with his brain.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, he's still out.
He's a starting quarterback.
I know. But the difference was Cleveland has – they had one of the old veterans that still left.
Who? Flacco?
Flacco,
was
yeah.
Flacco?
Yeah.
They say Flacco was at home eating potato chips. And they called him up.
I know, man. Hey, man. Hey, that's what he was doing. But who would you rather have, Flacco or the cat from the Vikings who played three quarters – and they had 60 yards of offense.
Who the Giants got at quarterback?
Oh, the Giants, the name of the Giants quarterback that will be playing against the Green Bay Packers tonight. The starting quarterback for the New York Giants is Tommy DeVito. Not to be confused with Danny DeVito. But that's who they're starting, man. Hey, man, Tommy DeVito. We gotta take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. Join us under the hill with the grave digger. We got a lot to talk about. We'll return. This one is for you. Under the helmet with the grave.
I don't blame you. I blame Calvin.
Now, I told him to play that, man.
Why?
For you. You
Why?
Don't hear that? Let that play.
No, you don't. No. That's called wasting airway time.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
Christmas songs, you picked that one?
Hey, man, if you hear the beat and hear it all the way through,
I don't want to hear the beat. I want to hear the lyrics, like the Temptations when they put it down.
Oh, I could have did that, man. You know.
Yeah.
But well,
Bootsy Collins. I like Bootsy Collins, but he don't need to be doing that.
Hey, well, man. Hey, well, that's a jam. You just didn't hear it all the way through.
Your jam.
So let me. So Gilbert, let's see the Packers, and they're trying to get the Packers defense up, and the Packers know they got to win this game in New York, and the defensive coach is saying, listen.
Is this the preview?
Yeah, well, they're saying, listen, man, y'all gotta get ready, man, because, you know, Tommy DeVito is you're gonna be playing against Tommy DeVito.
You gotta be a comedian.
And so the team says, hey, you got any footage on Tommy DeVito? And they say,
look at the movie Twins.
Hey, man, that's got to be tough for a cat, you know.
Earl, we got to look up where this kid from. What school did he go to? How did he get drafted? Did they pick him out of the stands?
It's probably more information than we probably want to find out. But let's get down, man, with the Packers playing tonight against the Giants in New York.
This is a scary game for me.
Giants are 4-8.
This is a scary game for me, Earl.
Why?
Because we just had two big games. All right?
Yeah.
We're going in to New York, the City of Lights, big dreams. It's cold. It's rainy. They ain't got nothing to lose. The Giants ain't got nothing to lose. Every game we play from here on out is a big game.
That's true.
Can we stay up for five games to make these playoffs? This game scares me because it ain't DeVito that I'm worried about. It's Barkley that I'm worried about. The problems we done had all year long is stopping the run.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So going in this game, Joe Barry got to earn his keep this game. If he earned his keep, we win.
Let me ask you something, man. I never understood or never understand why people say, and well, you know, they don't have anything to lose. What are you talking about, man? So how is it?
You talking about the Giants?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand how a team that has nothing to lose can upset a team that is a better team mentally.
Earl, remember the game we had. The Green Bay Packers versus the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis when they was 0-10. We going for a Super Bowl run again and lose to the Indianapolis Colts that was 0-10. Nothing to play for. But guess what? They playing the Green Bay Packers on a Super Bowl run, and they was up more than we were. That's why this game scares me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it should. It clearly, Gilbert, on paper, should not even be it shouldn't even be a game.
On paper, we should show up with our scrubs and play them. On paper. But we got a tendency, Earl. Remember what I said last week? Don't play down to your competition.
Now, I will say this.
Play up.
I will say this. I've seen the Giants play several times this year. And they got a decent defense. They got some cats that would smash you in the mouth, Gilbert.
They ain't got no slouches.
Huh?
They ain't got no slouches over there.
Yeah, and it's kind of what you always said. They're all pro players.
Yeah.
And it's Monday night, and this could be their Super Bowl, right?
Yes. First time being on national television.
The other part of it, Gilbert, is these cats are playing for their careers. When you're 4-8 and you're out of it, every play could be the difference between you eating caviar and, you know, SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
Well, yeah, man. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this can get the coach fired. This can get the players that they thought they was gonna be there out of there, because they New York can probably say, let's revamp this whole team after this season.
Yeah.
So of course, they ain't gonna sit down. They're gonna play, Earl. They're gonna play. Yeah. They're professionals.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that we, you know, as fans don't realize. We just think, hey, man, there's no way you should lose. You know how big this game is.
There's no way you should lose to the Los Angeles Raiders. But we did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, again, based on the fact that the Raiders didn't score any points on yesterday, you know, the whole game.
Hey, you know who turned their season around?
Who?
Russell Wilson and them Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, Russell Wilson is turning the season. And I'll tell you this. After watching the Bears and the Lions on yesterday, I had automatically given the Packers a guaranteed win over the Bears in the end of the season. But, you know, same thing. They got to win.
Man, where the Bears going?
What are you talking about?
They ain't going nowhere.
I know. So
and they come in the Lambeau Field. Chalk that up as a dub.
Okay, man.
Chalk it up as a dub.
844-967-2789 under the helmet with the grave digger. Your thoughts. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. What's wrong with your neck, man?
Who is that, Earl?
That sounds like the Temptations.
I don't know who that sounds.
Hey.
That sounds like, how did they get a record deal? Who
is that? Hey, let me ask you, man. We've been talking about the great improvement in the running back for the Green Bay Packers.
Dylan.
He's been balling out, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, with all of that, and we've seen the major change in him, he certainly added to the three-game winning streak. I don't think you could have did it without him. It's kind of crazy to be putting information out that he's not going to be wanted back next year. How does that make you feel, man? How would that make you feel?
That further lets you know that football is a business. If they can get a guy in there that's cheaper, with so close to talent, they're gonna take him.
Yeah, well,
unless you're just a bona fide dog, you out of there.
Well, he's 25 years old, man. He's a battering ram, and he's been doing what they asked him earlier in the year. They said he wasn't running hard enough. What did he do? He started running hard, and now they clearly are stating, he ain't gonna be back next year.
Cost cutting.
I know, but it's still five games left in the year.
That's why they always say, Earl, once you get in that position, you can't look back. Once you start looking back, That's when they're going to start bringing these people in and take your job.
Oh, so you mean it? That's why the fact that he's running hard and running harder.
Sometimes they already made their mind up. They don't care what you've done.
Yeah. Well, for somebody who played the game for 10 years, you kind of clearly know. And everybody knows going into it, it's a business. But still, at the same time, you know, they will, you know, use you up, right?
You become expendable. You like that brand new car that you just got that just drove off the lot. Depreciation starts soon as you got behind that wheel.
Let's do this, man. We got your boy Rico.
Rico!
On the line from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Oh, you got beep. Well, let me ask you. So you got some information. What did you do? You got a call, and you're going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants tonight against the Packers?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Gilbert hit the nail on the head earlier, man. That's what I've been thinking in tonight's game anyway. You know, as a young kid, I never understood, you know, it's like anytime, you know, at the end of the year, you know, you're like playing bad and they fired a coach. And when I was a kid, I'd be saying, well, you know, why they fired a coach? It's them players that ain't catching the ball. They ain't throwing the ball. They ain't tackling nobody. I'm sure the coach told them to do that. They just don't know how to execute, you know. But when you get a little older, you get a little more into football, boy, you find out how much them coaches can make a difference. And going into tonight's game, yeah, Barry needs to come. I expect a lot out of Kenny Clark, an old boy wearing that 93, Slayton, I think his name is now. I expect him to be a big part of this game because Giants got a running game. Giants Duke can run the ball, and that's bad as our soft spot. But, hey, speaking of coaches, Earl, I don't mean to ramble on. What's with that McDonald dude over there in Detroit? What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? You go for a fourth down over on your field, did it against the Packers, did it against the Bears. It's like, man, why are you giving the ball?
Well, that's what is
wrong with you?
Well, that's what he does. And, you know, people can say what they want to say. But the last time I checked, they're 9-4. And in a much better position. They've got the fourth
and Rico, and he over here talking, and he got his Honolulu blue shirt on today.
Hey Gilbert, they've got the fourth best record in the NFL. Doesn't matter what you say.
And after next week, it's going to drop to 5.
Okay, but
and after that, it's going to drop to 6. And guess what? We're going to catch up.
Oh man, well, come on. Hey, Rico, I got enough trouble with one Packer, you know, on the line. And you know, he going to be a Packer until the end. But the truth of the matter is Detroit is 9-4 and in a position that they're going to make the playoffs. They just about guaranteed at 9-4
Earl,
to make the playoffs.
Earl, imagine this. Is Detroit going to get past Frisco? No.
No, but
Detroit going to get past Philly? No.
No. Okay.
Is Detroit going to get past Dallas?
No, but they're getting to the playoffs, man. And that's what they've been looking to do. They haven't been there, you know, since, you know, you were probably before you were born. So it's a big deal for Detroit. As a matter of fact, they ain't been there since you were born. So it is a big deal for Detroit.
No, they've been there with Barry Sanders. They've been there a couple
times. Okay. Yeah, but it's been a long time. So,
it's been a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on, man. They're a much better team. And certainly the coach and the way he plays, that's kind of part and parcel to he's a gunslinger. And so, you know, he's not going to do it the way it's normally done. It's been working for him. They're 9-4. Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Rico.
Hey, Gilbert, they're 9-4. And so.
Why you keep harping this 9-4?
Well, let me tell you why. Because
he's pushing on his computer, y'all.
Because if you look at the NFL standings, as I did this morning, and you look at the NFC, And these are the top four teams in the NFC. Dallas Cowboys, 10-3. Philadelphia Eagles, 10-3. Detroit Lions, 9-4. Green Bay Packers, 6-6.
You forgot Frisco.
Oh, and San Francisco is 10-3. So, I don't know, Gilbert. I think if, you know, you probably would want a 9-4 record more so than a 6-6 record, I think.
So right now, out of all those teams, all those top-tier teams, they're fighting for that first round bye.
Right.
At home.
Right. Philadelphia.
Who you think gets it?
Philadelphia.
It's the first round bye?
Yeah.
The way they've been playing?
Well, because the Philadelphia Eagles have the easiest schedule left. And we were looking at this, yesterday. Their schedule is easier than the Packers on the rest of the way out. So they played these two tough teams back to back. And now they'll wind up 14-3. So, you know.
Now on the other side with the Kansas City Chiefs, you think they're going to repeat?
No, man, the Kansas City Chiefs
who's strong over there like that but the Chiefs on the AFC?
Well, let me put it this way. The AFC, is in a shambles.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins.
Fins.
They're 10-3. The Ravens are 10-3. Kansas City is 8-5. So, I mean.
I'm putting my money on Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I saw the Baltimore yesterday. They played. They really, you know.
It was an overtime game.
They got a great defense. They got a great defense, and they got a good quarterback. Right. And so, you know, you can get a long way. But the NFC, the NFL is by far the most talented.
NFC.
Yeah. And so that's where the Super Bowl winner is going to come out of. Let me ask you, though, because tonight, you know, in this game, can Jordan Love keep it up?
He got to keep it up. His mystique is growing.
Hey,
he got to show up when the rest of the guys ain't showing up.
Did you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about him?
What'd he say?
Don't make him an all-pro just yet.
Who said that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Get out of here.
He said it, man. I wouldn't come on here and say what I didn't
mean. That's called a big old cup of haterade.
No, he said he didn't want to put him in a position.
Why?
That he gets knocked down right away.
He's a growing boy.
I'm just telling you what Aaron Rodgers said.
Nobody tell him that. Ain't nobody say, Aaron Rodgers, we don't want to make you all pro yet. Let's wait till next year.
Hey, Gilbert, he clearly made this statement. Nobody asked him to make it. But he came out and said it. And
wow.
You think it was
all
wrong?
All I can say is, wow, huh?
You think that was hating, huh?
That's haterade all the way, man. Because if you that guy and you just left this franchise, right? And the guy is making everybody forget you, of course I'm gonna throw some haterade on you.
Well, I think what he was saying. Was clearly
what was he saying?
Because some of the people are saying now the Packers have three straight all pro, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Come on, man. Jordan Love, he ain't won nothing.
He gonna be that guy though, Earl. You can see it.
Oh, through
you might be throwing you a little cup of haterade on the side.
Hey, man. So here's a guy who's played. How many games? What are they? 9-6-6? He's played 12 games. Mm-hmm. And you can't determine whether or not somebody is in 12 games. You know, five of those games, he stunk up the place.
No, he ain't stunk up nothing.
Oh, okay.
It was the people around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now that you see that everybody's on the same page, you still getting the same play, but better. Haterade.
Yeah.
Earl's. We gonna go get us a can of Earl's Haterade.
Now give a. I've seen Jordan Love. He is talented, no question about it. I've seen some of the bad Jordan Love. He's kind of changed that somewhat, but you know, if you put enough pressure on him.
Come on, yeah. Earl. Come on, Earl. I can't believe you even
said that. No, I'm just saying you can't compare him to Aaron Rodgers. And
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't tell anybody he shouldn't be an all-pro.
He didn't say he shouldn't be an all-pro.
Who the hell is you to slow somebody down from being an all-pro?
Oh, so you really think that was player hating?
Oh, yeah, because he's making them forget number 12.
Now, he is doing that.
Number 10 is the man in Green Bay. If you sit there and watch, I just wish everybody can go to one game, and when they introduce Jordan Love and he come out that tunnel, the pop that he gets, wow.
You know, and part of this could also be that Aaron Rodgers, Gilbert, is, you know, he hadn't played. Ain't nobody's talking about Aaron Rodgers.
He's sitting there. Picking his teeth.
Yeah, he's been used to everybody talking about him.
Everybody talking about him. Whole cup of Haterade.
844-967-2789 is the number under the helmet with the grave digger. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch your Haterade.
All right.
Talking.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with your Grave Dig on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So Gilbert, when you get to this part of the schedule, you've played 12 games, a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And how do you, you know, this is the stretch run. Your body's, you know.
Everybody's sore.
Huh?
Everybody's sore.
Everybody's sore.
This is where you separate the men from the boys.
Yeah.
Because if you coming out of college, you just played your whole season. Now you got 5 more games to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why
you
got
to adjust.
That's why they got the guy with the needles and stuff in the back.
Girl is the Haterade king.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, man.
You there know? You go. Hey, you can watch much Dr. Will be in.
Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert. I was going to ask Gilbert a question. Since you brought up the name of former quarterbacks, there's another quarterback. A friend of mine said he saw something on the internet, and I was kind of shocked by that, but maybe it's not true. You can't always believe what they put on that internet. But there is a former quarterback named Brett Favre, who I used to hold in high esteem. I don't anymore. But he said that Brett Favre is bringing a lawsuit against his wide receiver, Sterling Sharp, and I was kind of like shocked by that. So anyhow, I'll take my answer off the air. You know, I was a little, but hey, who knows with Brett Favre anymore? So anyway,
hey Don, thank you.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you very much for that call, Calvin. You know, can you look up and see if any of that, you know?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I haven't heard anything about it.
Gilbert, you're still shaking your head, man. You look to be in disbelief. But anyway, man.
I don't know what Don's talking about. I haven't heard anything like that, but I'm sure Calvin's gonna find it.
Yeah, but if we're going into, you know, five games left, you know, body sore, but mentally, that's why you keep saying the game is mostly mental.
That's right, 90% mental, baby. You got to be able to roll out of that bed on Monday morning and get ready for next week. If you play that's just kind of like we used to beat the mess out of them Chicago Bears, but we knew we played Chicago Bears on Monday morning. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't matter, man. The NFL, man, it don't matter if the team is 0-10, like I was just bringing up with the Indianapolis Colts. Everybody's got a day where they're going to wake up and shine. Period.
Yeah. Well, you know, tonight's game, if it wasn't,
dun, 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 dun,
you know, hey, Gilbert, if it wasn't the Packers, I wouldn't be watching the New York Giants tonight.
Mm-mm. You'd rather watch paint dry.
But you already know, you can just kind of feel it, right? That it's not going to be what people think it's going to be.
No, no. But it's going to be a game, and it's a game we need.
Oh, hold on, Calvin. Did you find anything?
Here we go.
Yeah, so it was actually, the lawsuit was against Shannon Sharp, not Sterling Sharp, and it was... It was dismissed in October, and it was about comments Shannon made on his show.
Oh, yeah, about I remember the lawsuit in Mississippi. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, Gilbert, we know
it's I'm glad be, we got Don straight. We got Don straight.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we know it's going to be an exciting game tonight, man. I'm going to watch it. But I watched so much football over the last yesterday and the day, you know, and this evening. More football, man, and does that mean I lead a boring life?
No, it means that you got to sit there and dye that hair because it looked like it's turning back gray.
Eventually it's going to do that because that's what it's supposed to be. See, what I have learned from this escapade with you is I shouldn't bet.
Yeah, you shouldn't bet, especially when you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, tonight is going to be a close game. I know that.
It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game, you know, to build up or whatever, but we need this win, brother, to get ready for Tampa. We need this win.
Well, Tampa's another team, man, 6-7.
Did Tampa win last week? This week?
Look, you think I pay attention to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
You said you've been watching football across the world.
Hey, good games. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I haven't been watching. They're 6-7, you know. They're kind of like the Packers, irrelevant.
Calvin, yeah. Did Tampa win?
Yes, they won a close one against Atlanta.
ATL.
Yeah. So what was the score, Calvin?
29-25.
Oh, so they can score a little bit.
They scored 29 points. Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
So that must mean
that's past our quota. Let's pass our quota.
Yeah, yeah. Look, man, we got a roll, man.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Good seeing you, man. Always.
Same here, brother. Same here. Next time, don't wear that Honolulu blue. Talking about them Detroit Lions. How about that?
It's a bad shirt, man.
It's so bad the buttons about to pop off.
No. You know about buttons popping off.
I don't want no buttons, man. You're wrong.
Hey, man. All right, man. We'll talk next time.
All right. I'll let you count. Tell Big Sandy and say, what's up?
You got it. All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.